Hello everyone, I'm Mark, a university study skills tutor, and today I want to introduce you to a highly effective study technique. We'll be looking at a method that involves obscuring your reading material and forcing yourself to synthesize the core content.
Let's start by addressing how most of us study. Typically, students sit down with a textbook and a highlighter, colouring in key sentences. Recognising information on a page isn't the same as actually recalling it from memory.
To combat this, I teach a technique called obscure and synthesise. The physical act is simple. Don't just use your hands or a notebook to hide the page, as they are too easily moved or peeked under. I suggest taking a thick piece of cardboard and sliding it down the page to physically cover the paragraphs you have just read. This forces your brain to stop passively absorbing information.
Once the text is covered, your task begins. Your goal isn't to write a list of bullet points or copy out individual facts. Instead, you need to produce a concise summary of what you've just covered, ideally in just one or two sentences. If you can't articulate the core concept simply, you haven't truly understood it.
People often assume this rigorous exercise builds a photographic memory, but what it really does is help you construct a clear mental map of the concept, showing how different ideas link together. You are connecting the dots rather than just memorizing isolated facts.
Now, I must warn you about the initial learning curve. When you first attempt this, you won't experience boredom, which is common with standard textbook reading, but rather a significant amount of frustration, because it's genuinely difficult to pull concepts from your brain without a visual prompt. Stick with it, though, because this discomfort means your brain is actually working hard.
Through this struggle, students frequently discover something surprising about their previous study habits. They realize that rather than stumbling over complex vocabulary or difficult theories, they have simply been paying far too much attention to the minor details. This method trains you to ignore the fluff and identify the core message of the author.
The long-term benefits are substantial. When exams approach, you won't necessarily save energy, because retrieving information still requires intense cognitive effort, but you will definitely save time. You won't need to reread entire chapters, because you've already extracted and consolidated the essential meanings.
You might be wondering which disciplines this suits best. While you'd expect this to be perfect for humanities like history or literature, it's actually incredibly powerful for tackling science subjects, where understanding the precise relationship between mechanisms, formulas, and processes is absolutely vital.
Of course, there will be moments when you cover the page and your mind goes completely blank. When this happens, don't just check your lecture notes or ask a friend. You have to go back and engage with the original text again. Read it more carefully this time, obscure it, and try the synthesis one more time.
Ultimately, applying this technique doesn't just become a daily habit. It completely transforms your learning into an active process. You transition from being a passive consumer of words to an active creator of knowledge, which is the true secret to academic success. Are there any questions before we try a practice exercise?